All right, we're back. Who's talking? Habbo, Chris Sill, as we said a couple of times earlier. Frank Maloney enjoying a night off tonight. He's up at Wintergreen enjoying some rest and relaxation with the friends up there, maybe going up and down the slopes a little bit, although I guess you go down the slopes and you go back up the chairlift. You know, it shows what I know about skiing. But nevertheless, we thank Coach London for joining us tonight. Sorry about the hiccup with regard to Ted Jeffries. I think Ted's going to be a regular contributor during the course of the season. You'll also have a chance to hear from Ted tomorrow night during the broadcast of the Davidson game, if you're really desperate to hear from Ted. And Chris Sill, you know, we don't have much in the way of an Olympic report because Christmas is a quiet week, but right. The Olympic report, of course, brought to our listeners by the FOSS home team. I guess our primary Olympic report is not good news. It was the women's basketball game played yesterday.
Right, they played yesterday, lost 67-57 to Davidson. One bright spot, Sarah Amovbio. Sarah.
Yeah.
There we go. Sarah had her seventh double-double, 21 points, 19 rebounds. Pretty impressive. So Virginia falls to 9-3. They're playing Howard tonight before closing out the regular season against non-conference opponents. So
yeah, and the women's team 9-3, off to a pretty good start. Of course, they haven't gotten into ACC play yet, but we certainly wish Joanne Boyle and her team the very best. As we say on the basketball front, big game tomorrow night for the men's team, also playing Davidson. Sold out John Paul Jones Arena tomorrow night at 6:00. Davidson comes in 9-1. Of course, Virginia 11-0, ranked third in the country. And the Cavaliers start ACC play on Saturday down in Coral Gables against a Miami
Which
team.
Which is a tough start. I mean,
yeah,
Miami's
had
a good. Are they still top 25?
I don't know if they're top 25.
They're right
they had that one bad loss to Eastern Kentucky, I think, playing at home. But after Miami on the road on Wednesday, January 7th, Virginia plays their first ACC home game against North Carolina State. And then on January 10th, they play at Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is, I think, a top 25 team and playing exceptionally well. So that'll be a particularly challenging game on the road against the Irish. You don't want to get ahead of yourself, but if Virginia can win at Miami and at Notre Dame, then they might have an excellent chance of getting to Duke still undefeated. But, you know, again, back to coaches speak, I'm sure Tony Bennett would
say one game at a time.
He's worried about Davidson right now. He's not worried about anybody beyond
and
that.
And I think this team is too. I mean, the Maryland game, I think, and I made the mistake of asking Coach a look-ahead question when we had the VCU game coming up, and he gave
me good
instruction.
We have a Richmond metropolitan bias, so it was a big game for the Wahoo Nation here in Richmond to play against the Rams at the Siegel Center.
But this team really focused in, and of course Maryland's easy to focus in on, but with VCU looking ahead, I really think we've talked about it all night. The team really has a different kind of focus than teams past, and it's just really impressive to see the product that's on the court.
Well, I mean, I still go back to thinking that was a really challenging week to play at Maryland. Of course, Maryland, I think the Virginia game's their only loss thus far, and I realize they had a couple of guys that were not playing that night, including Des Wells, but I think Maryland clearly is going to be an NCAA tournament team and maybe a team that goes deep in the tournament, and I still think VCU is going to have a heck of a year. You know, my guess is that VCU will not lose another game at home this year. They're the preseason favorite in the Atlantic 10. They, too, will go to the NCAA tournament and very easily could win some games in the tournament. And who knows? They might make a run in the tournament. So I think Virginia, to beat Maryland on the road and VC on the road, was a very significant week for these kids. So, and you're right. They just seem to have a composure and an ability almost to not only deal with every game by game, but it's almost every possession by possession. Yeah. So it's fun.
It is fun. Well, listen, guys, everyone, have a great new year. Be safe out there.
Absolutely. And again,
Hobo, be safe.
I will be safe. You know,
don't
too
party
old.
Too hard.
I'm too old to do anything other than that. So, yeah, we thank our sponsors. This will be the last show of calendar 2014. We'll be back at you in 2015. Hopefully the Hoos will still be undefeated in basketball when we come at you next Monday night. So go Wahoos. Frank, obviously, will be back in the saddle next week as well. So, final thoughts there, Mr. Sill, before we sign out for 2014.
No, I think I have to figure out some good New Year's resolutions and bring them next week.
And it's been a good year for the Hoos. Congratulations to George Gelnovich again for the national championship in men's soccer.
And so the women's team.
Maybe we can grab another one in the spring.
There we
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Happy New Year. Go Wahoos.